It's Wednesday, March 8th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month marked 1 year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Tens of thousands have died on both sides, and millions of Ukrainians have been displaced. Evangelical pastors in Russian-controlled parts of Ukraine face arrest, interrogation, torture, and even being expelled from their towns. Church buildings have been confiscated, and Christians have received harsh treatment at Russian military checkpoints. Release International shared the story of Pastor Ivan in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine. Many fled his town ahead of the invasion, but Pastor Ivan and his wife stayed to help those left behind. When Russian troops arrived, they arrested, imprisoned, and tortured him, accusing him of being an American spy. Pastor Ivan was eventually released. After recovering, he continues to pastor and serve those in need in Ukraine. Praise God! 40 Days for Life confirmed yesterday that the 136th abortion mill has gone out of business following one of their prayer campaigns. The abortion mill in Bogota, Colombia, shut down after 3 years of pro-life prayer campaigns. It's the ninth mill in Latin America to shut down after a 40 Days for Life campaign. Lourdes Ferreira, the 40 Days for Life director in Latin America, said, quote, "Today we praise the Lord. We are thankful for His mercy," end quote. James 5, verse 16 reminds us, "The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." New York State officials agreed to pay $250,000 in a recent settlement with New Hope Family Services. For years, the state threatened to shut down the Christian Adoption Agency for refusing to place children in homes with homosexual couples or unmarried cohabiting couples. Kathy German, the executive director of New Hope, welcomed the settlement. She said, quote, "It's regrettable that New York ever threatened to shut down our adoption services, through which we have placed more than 1,000 children with adoptive families since we began in 1965, end quote. The Associated Press and the National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs released a new presidential poll. Just 37% of Democrats want President Joe Biden to run again next year, down from 52% before the 2022 midterm elections. Meanwhile, Marianne Williamson announced her campaign for president over the weekend. She's the first challenger to Biden for the Democrat presidential nomination this coming election. The author, activist, and spiritual advisor previously ran for president in the 2020 Democrat primary. Williamson supports sexually perverted lifestyles and the murder of unborn babies. The Christian Post confirmed last Friday that Walgreens will not be dispensing the abortion kill pill in multiple states. In January, the FDA certified pharmacies to distribute mifepristone. In response, Attorney General Andrew Bailey of Missouri led a coalition of 20 attorneys general to challenge the move. The coalition sent letters to Walgreens and CVS threatening legal action if the companies distributed abortion drugs in their states. Florida, Georgia, Ohio, and Texas are among the 20 states challenging the distribution of the abortion kill pill. Another 41 churches left the United Methodist Church over the issue of homosexuality. The UMC North Texas Annual Conference approved the disaffiliation of the churches on Saturday. Last year, nearly 2,000 churches left the mainline Protestant denomination. Many are joining the theologically conservative Global Methodist Church. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 16 through 17 says, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you." A tech layoff tracker estimates that over 280,000 people worldwide have lost their jobs in the tech industry since last year. Tech companies laid off over 160,000 employees in 2022. Already this year, they've laid off over 125,000 more. Amazon led the list of companies with the most layoffs, followed by Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, and Salesforce. U.S. companies accounted for nearly 70% of tech layoffs. And finally, yet another train derailed in Ohio over the weekend. It's the third incident in just over a month for the Norfolk Southern Transportation Company. Last month, a derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, spilled toxic chemicals and sparked a massive fire. Other recent derailments occurred in South Carolina, Texas, and Florida. Despite these incidents, U.S. train accidents are actually declining. Federal data shows about 1,000 train accidents happen each year. Derailments are the most common. Yearly train derailments have decreased by nearly half over the past 20 years. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 8th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.